Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough
is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, we've got a lot to get to yet this hour. If you missed Hour 1 with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, go back and get it out of the podcast archives, iTunes, SoundCloud. You can get them all there for free. We never put them behind a paywall. And this hour, in the Ladies' Lounge, former model, former figure skater, Elizabeth Pipko will join us. There is a very important the effort that she is heading up and is underway with, called the Exodus Movement, that we will be telling you more about as the hour goes by. Kevin McCullough welcoming you into a second hour of Radio Night Live, live from New York. As always, we are proud to be with you and glad to be settling in on a holiday weekend. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I don't know who I should believe more, whether or not there's going to be more or less turkeys on the campaign trail now. I'll get to one of the newest contributors, Mr. Bloomberg, in just a moment. But this picture just hit my Twitter feed just within the last 10 minutes. Evidently, Joe Biden is embarking upon a new name for his campaign tour. And it's got a certain degree of ring to it. If we can get the picture on the screen, it's called the No Malarkey Tour from Joe Biden. I'm speechless. I mean, Joe Biden, the man who can't get two sentences factually correct strung together at any given point in time. I mean, there's a reason why when Woody Harrelson last week on Saturday Night Live was depicting former Vice President Biden, and he was saying, "Now, I will tell you a true story, or it may just be something from a movie or a story I once read or from my childhood." But that's the kind of stuff that Joe does all the time. So put the picture back on the screen. Here's my issue. Joe is violating the promise on his campaign bus by putting this on his campaign bus. If he's starting the No Malarkey Tour, you probably shouldn't start with malarkey, is what I'm saying, which is not what he seems to understand. So he's going to tell you malarkey. You're going to see the malarkey coming from miles away as the campaign bus is rolling into your city. I don't know. It's just there's some things you can't explain. Anyway, welcome into a Saturday. We've got a lot to get to. Now, Mayor Bloomberg is the newest entry. And if you were around for the beginning of Hour 1, you heard me talking about what it is, this fascination with New York mayors that just, we're the mayor of New York. We must be able to be president. It hasn't worked in quite a while, and the last three mayors have all tried it. And this one is just getting in, but I predict he's not going to go much further than the other two went, which was pretty much nowhere. But Mayor Bloomberg got caught saying something this week that I think might just be typical of his problems on the campaign trail. Some would say it's a death knell for him, but the guy's worth $54 billion. If he wants to spend $10 billion to run for president, he could stay in until the very end. Like, there's literally nobody that can force him out, even if he has zero votes, which is what I think he'll have in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina and Nevada and maybe South Carolina before going to California. He may have zero, because I don't know who votes for this guy. But when you hear him say what he says here, I'm even more at, a loss for words. He was with Christine Lagarde talking European economic policy and regression of tax policy. Take a listen.
say, well, taxes are regressive. But in this case, yes, they are. That's the good thing about them, because the problem is in people that don't have a lot of money. And so higher taxes should have a bigger impact on their behavior and how they deal with themselves. So I listen to people saying, oh, we don't want to tax the poor. Well, we want the poor to live longer so that they can get an education and enjoy life. And that's what why you do want to do exactly what a lot of people say you don't want to do. The question is, do you want to pander to those people, or do you want to get them to live longer? And there's just no question. If you raise taxes on full sugary drinks, for example, they will drink less. And there's just no question that full sugar drinks are one of the major contributors to obesity, and obesity is one of the major contributors to heart disease and cancer.
All right, so there he is making the case. The reason that he has the right to tax your big gulp, make it way more expensive. And this is what he did in our city. He actually got them banned above a certain size, gone. His idea is he can tax you and control your life for your own good. You'll live longer if you just listen to him. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Frank in Des Moines, Iowa is joining us and has a comment on Mr. Bloomberg's ideas. Frank, welcome. Happy Saturday to you.
Well, first, Kevin there, I don't know if you heard President Obama was signaling that VP Malarkey wasn't connecting with the American people, and that he wasn't keen on endorsing Bernie Sanders. So it kind of sounds like to me that Vice President Malarkey won't be getting Obama's endorsement. But you ought to know Mayor Bloomberg better than anybody, since he was mayor of your city.
Three times.
But I went back. I'm 62 years old.
He changed the rules just so he could be, by the way.
Pardon?
He changed the rules just so he could be a mayor for the third term. And it only applied to him.
Listen, I'm 62. I went through back through my lifetime. I've said for a long time, given the choice of two candidates, the American people always opt for the more optimistic, personable, and charismatic candidate of the two.
Sure.
And I would suggest to you that Michael Bloomberg is about as exciting and as charismatic as a hemorrhoid, but I wouldn't want to be unkind to hemorrhoids. So I would love to see Mayor Mike Bloomberg up against Donald Trump, because Donald Trump would just, I think, would run circles around the guy. That's just my opinion.
Well, the only good thing about that is that Mike will probably be the only candidate that has never asked Donald Trump for money. And to be candid, that's like a legitimately true thing. Like, everyone else on that stage at some point has probably made a pitch to the Trump organization or to the Trumps personally. Hey, I'm running for such and such. Can you make a contribution? And they've done it over the years. They've helped a lot of people. It's just funny now that, you know, Don Jr. told me a few weeks ago, it's funny now that they came out with conservative policies and conservative economic policies and conservative cultural policies, that now all these people that were lining up to ask for money beforehand act like they don't even know them. And at least if Bloomberg got the nomination, which, trust me, there's no chance in Hades that that's happening. I mean, there's just, yes, you were being unkind to hemorrhoids.
Well, the thing I'm just curious about is a couple of weeks ago I thought it was Warren's for the taking, but she is tanking along with several others, and I don't see Deval Patrick going nowhere, and I don't see Bloomberg going anywhere, so I don't know who they're trying to set this thing up for, but apparently Obama is signaling it's not Biden, and it's certainly not Warren. I'm not saying Obama and Warren is that far apart, but certainly Obama doesn't want Warren out talking publicly what they will do. They want to try to portray themselves as moderates.
Yeah, you would think so. But here's the challenge, and this is something that Obama can't control. Because he got on the Hillary train, although reluctantly, in 2016, you have to ask yourself, who has the most motivated base of the candidates that are there? And if you look at the 20 people that are still in, there is one candidate that has had a base of support for two election cycles now, and they are mad as all get out because their guy was cheated in 16. So as all these other guys go up and down, just remember the Bernie bros are still ticked. And if he's not the nominee in the actual election, I suspect that a bunch of them stay home because they're that angry about it.
I agree with you, but I think the Bernie bros, some of them were a little miffed at Bernie for conceding so quickly to Hillary that I think some of them have turned their back on, you know, you have this Tesla, can't think of her name, she comes on Fox News quite a bit, she was a Bernie sis. And she don't sound all excited about Bernie Sanders because I think some of them got a little upset that Bernie threw in the towel too quickly.
Polls don't mean much right now, but if you do look at the polling, Bernie's got that consistent 18 to 20 point stuff that just has never seemed to really change. People go up above him, they come back around him, but it doesn't seem to. But we'll see. We'll see. And, you know, Mayor Pete supposedly wowing them all in Iowa right now. That's more your territory, Frank. I'll trust you guys know what you're doing there. Anyway, thanks for the call. Coming back, it's the Ladies Lounge, and Elizabeth Pipko makes her debut with us. Don't go anywhere. It's Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love.
Be busy.
Your heart's a flutter all day long. You only stutter.
Is obsessed. Well, at least part of the Democratic Party is obsessed.
I love
president. But that doesn't mean that there are not a lot of other things happening that we need to cover. And so I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. Well, I actually ran across her work kind of accidentally. But as I did and got to understand it a little bit better, I thought this is too important of a voice and a perspective not to highlight. And so it's with great pleasure I welcome Elizabeth Pipko to the Kevin McCullough microphone. You may know her as an international model. She's also an athlete and a writer. She bases right here out of New York City. And she is someone who is very committed to not only a deep love for her faith, but she is also very committed to helping people understand that there is no there's no ownership by one political party or another just because of one's faith. And Elizabeth, it is wonderful for you to join us. Thanks for taking the time today.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, a former athlete, a model, and a writer, but you're a Trump campaign staffer, and you have founded this thing called the Exodus Movement. Talk to me about what drives you to kind of get into the world of politics, given your background.
So when Donald Trump announced that he was running for office, it obviously took the entire nation by storm. I was obsessed with politics since, you know, being a little girl, but I think even the obsessions that we all have when we're younger, nothing ever compares to what happened when Donald Trump ran for office. And I happened to live pretty close to Trump Tower, where I found out the campaign was actually held. So I applied there to volunteer. And after volunteering for a few weeks, I sent a letter to the director of the data team basically saying what I thought I could do for the campaign. And he hired me in 48 hours, and I got the opportunity of a lifetime, and it was just the greatest honor, honestly, ever. And after that, I kind of realized that I had kept the Trump thing a secret. I didn't tell anyone I worked there because of my modeling career. I couldn't tell friends or family members as well, and I just realized that it was ridiculously unfair. And just, I mean, stupid to put it blankly. That should not be happening in the United States of America, that we should hide our support for a president who was duly elected and who has been doing some of the greatest things and the things that all these presidents before promised to do. So
yeah.
I decided to announce my story, and it kind of went viral, and I knew I wanted to be a part of this world and do something bigger than modeling and something, you know, for something that matters a hell of a lot more to me, which is my Jewish faith and my patriotism. So I launched the Exodus Movement. And it's been a wild ride, but it's been incredible.
Well, a lot of people may be familiar with Blexit, which is Candace Owens' kind of counterpart to what you're doing with the Jewish community. She's kind of doing in African-American communities. But talk to me about the Exodus Movement. What inspired you to kind of go there and kind of go all in on what it is and why it's important in the modern day and age?
Yeah, so my parents and grandparents came to the United States from the Soviet Union, basically just escaping anti-Semitism. I was always the proudest Jew, but also the proudest American ever. And when I, you know, see people or meet people that aren't, you know, don't share those views and don't realize how lucky we are here, it hurts, genuinely. Like, it just hurts. And my grandfather passed away actually right after the election, and I knew that I had to kind of live on and prove, you know, why he came here and what he fought so hard for and make him proud. And this is honestly the best way that I can do that. There's so many of us out there that have been told that we have to vote a specific way because the Democratic Party has this hold on us that they don't deserve to have. They haven't done enough for that. And it's important for me to be out there and be a voice to people that are terrified to tell their friends or family members, the person they support. And to be, you know, a part of something that means so much. The Jewish faith is, it's everything. It's the reason I am who I am. It's what I fight for. And it's the reason I voted for Donald Trump. It's one of the main reasons. And I'm encouraged every day by the people I meet who are supportive of the same message and, you know, finally breaking the shackles of the Democratic Party. When we started, we really were a movement, which was incredible, but we actually are a super PAC now, which is important to me because I was on the data team on the Trump campaign, and I wanted to do something real, something with, you know, tangible results and numbers,
right.
And that's what we're doing, and I want to prove a point. I want to give people confidence that there is a super PAC out there that's looking out for their best interests, and we'll support them in, you know, all elections nationwide, not just the presidential, and be around, I hope, for a very, very long time.
Well, I love the fact that you wanted to do something that had teeth to it and not just, you know, kind of put your name to something and say, yeah, I'm on board for whatever this is. Like, there's a real intent behind what you're doing. So here's one of the things that, as I've worked in News Talk Radio for the longest time, and I experience this dynamic regularly, because I would say that, you know, I'm an evangelical Christian myself. I have many, many dear and devout Jewish friends. I've been to Israel four times. I so appreciate and love the connection that that particularly evangelicals have enjoyed with the Jewish community. But I've always been puzzled by the fact that particularly here in New York, people that have strong Jewish faith believe that on some level that the Democratic Party has been where they really should deposit their political energy. And I don't know where that comes from. And maybe you can give us some enlightenment on that. But what are some of the traditional ways of thinking that people have justified that? And how is the Exodus movement countering those? What are the arguments that counter those in terms of helping people understand that maybe they've got better friends elsewhere?
So when we actually launched, I remember coming to my dad and saying, hey, can you tell me why Democrats have, you know, this hold on the Jewish vote? Because I grew up in Manhattan, I grew up in Orthodox synagogue, and people around me were not Democrats. I honestly have no idea what the numbers were, so I looked into it instead of doing what I'm doing. And, I mean, A, his first response was, you never know who's a Democrat, who's a Republican, you never know how anyone votes, so it's the exit polls or anything else, you learned that in 2016. That's number one. Number two is, honestly, very enlightening, I think, and super important to remember that the Orthodox community overwhelmingly votes Republican. They always have. They all support him, and they really love Donald Trump and all he's done for us. And then I think that's super important because Judaism is a religion, and that people think people have forgotten that. I know a lot of people that tell me they're Jewish, but atheists, or Jewish, or Buddhist, or whatever it is. But Judaism is a religion, and those that follow it to its core are actually overwhelmingly Republican.
So hold on 1 second, Elizabeth. I want to make sure I understand. What you're saying is, yeah, essentially, is the more Orthodox you are in the faith, the more likely you are to then vote Republican already.
Exactly, yes. So, I mean, I've always said that the left has become godless. That's what I find. That's what I found growing up, and that's why I would consider myself a conservative. Even at a very young age, that's what I saw, and that was most important to me, God and country. And you take that away, you kind of have nothing left, and that's what I fear the left has become. And those that do support God, even at a level that I, you know, but they're much more Orthodox Jews than I am, that I admire every single day, those are the ones that have voted Republican. Who support Donald Trump, I think, will vote Republican for a very long time, and that's actually the only sect of Judaism that is growing, whereas the conservative movement, the reform movement, is actually shrinking. People don't really realize that. So more and more Jewish people are going to vote red. That's just a fact. That's how this history has proven. That's what's going to happen in the future. But more importantly, you said, what's the best counter-argument? And the best one is Donald Trump. If you ask people why they voted for President Obama or George Bush and what they expected from them, and you ask them if that happened, and you ask them what happened when President Trump got elected, and you see all that he's done in just a short time in office,
right,
it's honestly the best counter-argument that there is.
All right, Elizabeth, hold that thought. Lots more with Elizabeth Pipko, former professional ice skater, former top model. Now the head of something called the Exodus Movement, in which she is encouraging her friends in the Jewish community to not be beholden to the Democratic Party. It's Kevin McCullough. We're coming back. Radio Night Live. Do not touch that dial.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A big post-Thanksgiving storm system is moving into the Northeast, causing travel troubles. Rain is expected in the Mid-Atlantic, and other parts of the country are now seeing snow. WPRI TV reporter Brittany Schaefer is talking with people at Rhode Island's TF Green Airport.
Dorothy and Robert Todd are flying home to Tampa early. They tell me their flight was scheduled for Monday morning, but they rescheduled due to the storm.
We knew we weren't going to get out. So we tried Manchester, where we were going out of, couldn't get out of Boston, and we got a flight out of here.
The first major snowstorm of the season, arriving as millions are traveling home from the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA estimates 4.5 million people to fly over the holiday. Robert Todd tells me it wasn't easy finding an earlier flight.
Had to change, you know, three different airports before we found a flight.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We are also very thankful that our very good sponsor, MyPillow, and Mr. Mike Lindell has put together an incredible offer that he's never done before. We're unveiling it tonight. We'll talk more about it next week. But the Giza sheets are, and you've heard about them, they're made of the softest cotton on planet Earth. Tonight they are buy one set, get a set free. You're not gonna believe, not only a great deal this is, but how well you will sleep because of them. Egyptian cotton that he finds in a very specific locale. He bought all of the materials that they had for the Giza 88. Now he's got Giza 94. He bought them out. He bought out all the cotton And he's got the Christmas deal to beat all deals. These sheets are as good to the world of sheets as the MyPillow was to the world of pillows. And what it has done for people is just amazing. So anyway, tonight, 800-506-2641. When you use my promo code KMC, you're going to get, the Giza sheets. Buy one, get one free. And if you want to use that online and go see what colors they have, because I know a lot of people like to have different colors for their beds, you can get them in the color of your desire online at MyPillow.com. Use promo code KMC. Buy a set of Giza sheets. Get a set free when you do so tonight and use my promo code. You can go to the radio listener specials actually there. And when you get online, MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, and then click on the Giza sheets. But when you use my promo code, you're going to get one set free when you buy a set of the Giza sheets. If you want to call right now, 800-506-2641. Proud sponsors of the Ladies Lounge, as they are all of Radio Night Live. And my guest, my special guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight is Elizabeth Pipko. She's a former model, was actively modeling just until a few months ago. But supporting President Trump actually cost her a lot of jobs and opportunities in the professional market. But she felt it was more important. And Elizabeth, I'm grateful that you've taken time to be with us tonight. But I want to know, based on what we were saying in the last segment, are you being somewhat prophetic when you look at 2020 in saying that you actually believe that there will be more Jews in America that will vote for this president and for the GOP than there have been in years past? Is that what you're saying?
Look, obviously nothing is done overnight. I know with the numbers that I've seen that in the future, in 20, 30 years, it's going to be a very different demographic than we've ever seen, that's for sure. I have no idea what's going to happen next year. I pray that that's what happens. I also think it's really important people to remember we really don't know what happens in the booth. We learned in 2016, we're still learning today, how people will tell you that they don't support the president, but secretly do, which is terrifying,
right,
but very
right.
true, especially in the Jewish community. I know people that tell me that they support me and what I'm doing, but refuse to let me bring that up when we're in synagogue. So I think that's really important to remember. It's scary. It's something that I want to fight every single day, but that's what's happening. So it's very important to remember that. And it's also important to remember that he's appreciated. He's prayed for in synagogue every single Shabbat. On Saturday, we pray for the president, the office of the president. Jews appreciate what he's doing, and even if they're not admitting it publicly, I can guarantee you people are going home and reconsidering.
Yeah. We're speaking with Elizabeth Pipko. Is it Sentinello? Is that how I say your last name?
I got married to Sentinello. I go
okay.
by Pipko still.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make. Well, see, I want to honor your husband and your family and your life as well. So, but we're grateful for Elizabeth's time to be with us. And if you want more information on the Exodus Movement, it is theexodusmovement.com, theexodusmovement.com, and appreciative of the efforts that she's making here. As we continue with this conversation, I would like to, Elizabeth, ask you a little bit more about your own political. Kind of dialogue that you have with the culture. You've cited the fact that you worked in the modeling profession, but that your career was somewhat in jeopardy if they knew your political beliefs. But you've always had strong political opinions since being a young girl. I'm just curious where that came from and why it was such a driving force in your life.
I grew up in an Orthodox community. I went to an Orthodox synagogue, and my elementary school was a part of that synagogue. So I kind of started out learning about God and religion before, you know, even math or science. But half our day was spent on learning the Torah and speaking Hebrew. So just a part of how I grew up. And God and religion, I mean, that was the most important thing to me. So when you're growing up and you don't know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican, you really just look for the things that matter most to you.
Right.
I remember a moment when I was 10 and I learned about what abortion was, and I did the research and I was like, how is this happening? How is this legal? As a 10-year-old little girl, I mean, that stuff is terrible. I mean, to think about late-term abortion as a 10-year-old, you don't even need, just learn where babies come from.
Right.
It's really scary. And I remember learning about that and my dad sitting with me and saying, you're not Republican, you're not anything, you just discovered something, take your time. But I still, to this day, I don't need to be Republican or Democrat or anything else, but I know that I'm a conservative. I conserve values.
And yeah, I get that. I get that, Elizabeth. That makes total sense. More with Elizabeth Pipko in the Ladies' Lounge tonight.
When the final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pillow.com. Before we're done this hour, some karma hitting some journalists that didn't quite know how to cover the president's golf this week. We'll talk about it before we're done. We're with Elizabeth Pipko in the Ladies' Lounge with Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough. And Elizabeth, my next question for you is very simple. You are a former model. This supporting the president has taken its toll. Is it worth it to you, and should we do more of this speaking up boldly in the professional arenas, even though it does cost us our job? Is it time for those bold conversations?
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm working on changing the conversation. That's a goal that's in the back of my mind. That's something that's very important to me, just because, like I said, my family came here to the United States to be free to believe in anything that they want.
Sure.
And to know that there are people my age, people, young people growing up here, that might feel the same way that my mom felt back in the Soviet Union is terrifying. That should not happen, no matter what side of the political aisle you lean towards. So, I mean, that's something that's very important to me. But, I mean, the great thing about America is that we do have this amazing balance. And at least before 2016, you could sit at a dinner table with a conservative and a liberal and, you know, have an enjoyable meal. That's what we were. And I think that's the problem that's changed. We're always going to have these two sides. And I think it's beautiful because young people get to learn and grow up and see, you know, two sides of an argument and make up their minds. And what's most important is that we're not like every other country. We're the most special country in the world, where we have these opposing sides. The government cannot tell us what to believe in. And we can hopefully respect each and every one of us, be kind to everyone around us, no matter what they believe in, and go back to where we were before the 2016 election.
Well, and I would hope that that is something that becomes the transformational, you know, kind of ideal that, you know, we've heard so much about, how America can become even more than what it's been in the past. But I don't, unless we have that kind of moral rooting and that kind of moral grounding that we all kind of approach life from, those of us that hold on to things like faith and family in our lives, I think we're in real trouble. And I think that that's been exposed even more so with Trump in office than it was even in 8 years of Obama, because while the other side was in control, they were busy deepening the deep state, packing more people away in bureaucratic corners of government where we wouldn't see them, but they would be there working against the very constitutional ideas of America. And I think that we really got to do a house cleaning, and I think Donald Trump has done a phenomenal job on that. I just feel like that there's a lot more that we probably have to do to get to the real issue there. Let me ask you about this, and then I want to ask you. I want to end with asking you about your grandfather. So we'll end on something kind of near and dear to your heart. A friend of mine, Dennis Prager, you probably know who he is, a great thinker and somebody that I have immense respect for, has talked about the key alliance between the Jewish community, both in Israel and in America, and the evangelical community in America, and how the two of them, when they work together, really have done phenomenal things. I'm just curious, as a young person, as a millennial, as someone who's in the fight of the next age, do you see that alliance and that relationship being as important and as key moving forward in terms of the really large cultural issues like life, like family, like the protection of religious liberties, etc.? Or do you think that that something else will come along that will not make it as important? I'm just curious your own personal view on that.
Yeah, so I always tell people that Israel exists and is where it is today because of the United States, which is obvious, but it's not actually because of the Jews in the United States. It's about the non-Jews who supported Israel. I don't think there are enough Jews here or enough Jews that are as, you know, pro-Israel as I would love them to be to make this relationship happen. I mean, it's because of the evangelical community. I think that's why some of the opinions of those, you know, front runners in the race right now running for the Democratic nomination, that's why they're causing such a storm, because they're really shaking up the core values that make up the United States. When they say that they're going to, you know, possibly condition or cut aid to Israel, that doesn't just bother American Jews. That bothers Americans who have this value system which centers around supporting the only democracy in the Middle East. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's actually, I personally think, been held up more by the evangelical community here in the United States than by the Jewish community, which is scary to think about, but also beautiful to think about, because we're actually all in this together.
Right.
That's like what I said. When my parents, grandparents came here, it wasn't to be in a land of Jews. It was to be in a land of people with the same value system that they had back in the Soviet Union that they could not share with their friends and neighbors. That's why we're here. That's why we're all kind of a little family in the United States, no matter what religion you are. And it's unfortunate that the left is trying to break that apart. I don't know why they fear God so much. They should learn to respect him and fear him the way we fear him, and not be terrified of religious people. But I don't know why they fear it, but it's actually what keeps us together, honestly. I think as a young person, when it's very hard to figure out what your beliefs are, it becomes a lot simpler when you believe in something greater than you, and you just let, you know, God lead the way. And I wish that they would approve of that and respect that and share how cool that is. I mean, it used to be cool for celebrities to talk about how much they believe in something, and now it's just the other way around, and I think that's why young people are so lost and confused.
I think you're right.
if we go back to what we used to be, we become even greater. Like you said, we clean, drain the swamp, and then become even greater. I think the relationship will become much stronger, and hopefully next future generations will be stronger as well.
Well, I loved the fact that President Trump actually kept a promise that many presidents have made in terms of recognizing Israel's capital. And I thought that I just think he's fulfilled so many promises. There's no reason why people can't come to the election choice this next year and say, okay, who's kept their promises and who's just made, you know, a lot of pledges about free stuff. It'll be interesting to see. Hey, at the top of your Twitter page, you've got a very special piece that you authored for the Jewish Voice about your grandfather and his view of the world. Just talk to us a little bit about that and why people should go read it, and what was so important about it to you.
So my grandfather was one of the strongest people that you would ever meet, just physically strong, emotionally, mentally. He was a really famous artist actually back in the Soviet Union who loved to paint things about, you know, Judaism and what meant most to him, and he wasn't allowed to do that. So he was basically forced to paint what the government told him to paint. He would paint in secret, you know, in the dark at night sometimes, not to get caught. And then in the spare time, he was actually working to raise money to help Jews in the Soviet Union escape to Israel or the United States. He was risking his life, his career, his family, everything to help Jews do that. And when he came here, he was just the proudest American that you could ever meet. There's actually a video that I have after my play that we did in first grade, which was 2 weeks after 9/11. And it was,
wow.
It's me sitting on his lap that we're singing God Bless America together.
Oh, man. Elizabeth, I'm sorry that we have to cut it off there, but thank you for sharing that. And, friends, if you do want to see it, go to the top of her Twitter page, at Elizabeth Pipko on Twitter. The Exodus Movement is the group that she heads up, and it is it's a good referral to people that you may know who are Jewish, who are looking for, you know, the rationale for not voting with the tribe, so to speak, in the days to come. All right, when we come back, final segment for tonight and a very karma-esque ending. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KM.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for hanging out with us on this Saturday. Coming up next week, former Governor and Ambassador Nikki Haley will be with us. Look forward to that. We might also check in with Mike Lindell of MyPillow fame. He's got a lot of stuff going on, wants to update us. But, yeah, I think Nikki Haley will be with us next week. So looking forward to that. She's got a new book out and a lot of things to say. So this week, Thanksgiving week, the president did something that sometimes presidents do. Sometimes they get on Air Force One, they don't tell anybody, and just a minimal security detail with them. They fly halfway around the world, they land somewhere, they cheer up some troops for the holiday, and then they come home. In this case, he went all the way to Afghanistan. Surprised the troops, went in, met with them, spent most of the day with them, served them Thanksgiving Day dinner, and then came back home. But in the meantime, the news establishment, which has been very angry with the president, trying to say that he's giving them a hard time when they call him fake news. A couple of things. Show the Twitter thing here. This was Mark Noller, who I think writes for The Post. It says, presidential motorcade this morning pulls into Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. By my count, his 61st visit to this course brings the number of days he's president to a golf club to 224. Now, what's funny about this is that a lot of people responded by saying, yeah, he's done more in the number of days that he's worked than anybody else has prior to that, which was kind of interesting. But there was another writer, this one for Newsweek, who ended up, they announced that they got fired today. This woman, Newsweek fires reporter who wrote inaccurate story of Trump's Thanksgiving Day plans. She had filed the story before the news went public that he had gone to Afghanistan. And that was actually part of the problem was that they were running stories that they hadn't even fact checked after it became publicly known that he was there. So I asked the Twitter Mark Noller guy this on Twitter. I responded back to him. You know, it's amazing you even have a job. You wrote a thing on social media that puts Donald Trump on a golf course while the rest of the world sees him spending the day with the troops in Afghanistan. It's really amazing that you have a job as a reporter. That other woman who wrote the story, she doesn't have a job anymore, but this guy still had a job. Hashtag fake news. He's with our troops in the war zone, and they're saying he's golfing. They're lying, and they're upset that they got in trouble for it. In fact, there were some people speculating online. Maybe the two of them are just positioning for reporting jobs at CNN. Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe this is just a whole big game so that they can get a job offer from CNN. You know, Joe Walsh could get a job at CNN. There's lots of people that could get a job at CNN. If these are the qualifications, you know, not having to be accurate about anything anymore. Anyway, it's a busy week. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Opening to the Christmas season. Merry Christmas. And we will talk to you again next week on Radio Night Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.